I can be doing Weight Watchers or whatever, just watching my calories and points or whatever. And if I incorporate peanut butter, though it has point value, if I incorporate it, my weight loss stops. And it's kind of become a nemesis for me because it's like, it's so good. I love it so much, but it doesn't love me back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Claire Oldham-West, host of Slimming Stories Around the World podcast. I hope you're well, wherever you listen to this, wherever you've downloaded this. I hope you are well, and I'm releasing this today on Sunday, the 29th? You know what? I lose my days. I really do. I believe it's 29th of January 2024. So, yes, January is nearly finished. We've got two more days left, and then we'll be into February. And I think this is a really key time for a lot of people that have committed their weight loss journey, new year, new me, and all of those things, but they're finding that those cravings are kind of creeping back in. So what I want to do for today's podcast episode was show you a lady that I work with a food craving for peanut butter. Now, to be honest, peanut butter has never been my thing at all. In fact, you would not get me eating peanut butter. Absolutely detest it. But I know that I've been sat in groups at Slimming World. I've heard friends talk about peanut butter. I know it's a thing. I know people can almost crave that like they would Nutella. So yeah, peanut butter's a thing. But for me, it's not something I would touch. However, Laurie Mendenhall really had this passion for peanut butter. What I've done is I've actually converted this audio from a recording that I did. So if you want to watch the full process of working with Laurie, you'll see the link in the show notes. You just click on that. It'll take you to my YouTube channel, and you'll be able to watch the full effect of that hypnosis. So what I've done for this podcast episode is bring out those pieces of audio that I know will be received well on the podcast. Because like I said before, you know, a lot of people don't have time to consume all this content. They haven't got time to listen to or watch YouTube videos, but they might have time to listen to this maybe on the break at work or on the travel to work or, you know, on their commute or even like cooking dinner at, you know, dinner time. So the purpose of this podcast episode is just to give you an insight into something that has helped me massively with my cravings. In fact, not only has it helped me, I no longer crave chocolate cakes or sweets like I did in the past. You know, I say this on repeat, so it's probably not the first time you've heard me talk about this. But what I want to do with these episodes is show you how I can help other people. And one thing that's really clear, and I'm going to release another podcast and explaining this more fully, is that when, as a hypnotherapist, I start to use those techniques, those suggestions to take somebody's craving and turn that around. So within Laurie's session, what I did was I put lots and lots of salt in that peanut butter jar, and I stirred it all around so that out of hypnosis, you'll hear how she just associates that with salt. She's got no desire to smell it or to taste it. She has no desire because within her subconscious mind now, that association with that warm, beautiful, roasted peanut sweet smell, it has now gone, and it's now been exchanged for that horrible taste that she would receive if she was to get a spoon of that peanut butter and put it into her mouth. Because suggestions are powerful. And while I don't want to take away anything from suggestions, I'm not here to do that, it works wonderfully for people that crave many things. What I want to say is that when it comes to a craving, when it comes to food especially, it's not the actual food. Although, yes, she loves that peanut butter, she wants it, she goes into the kitchen, she opens the fridge, and that's what she wants. She knows how that peanut butter tastes. She remembers that smell. I want you to think about how Laurie describes eating that peanut butter at a very, very young age. That lovely warm feeling of being at home and having that wonderful comfort. Because when we have those cravings, when we give in to those cravings, when we feel that those cravings are literally overwhelming us, it's not the food, it's the association. It's that feeling of comfort, of being at home, being a child and having that wonderful comfort blanket around us. And it's really important to say that we need to work with the emotions first. I'm going to be saying this on repeat. You're going to be like, listen to this podcast episode again, thinking, why does she keep saying this? Because this is the missing piece. I see it all the time. I look at adverts for hypnosis with audios, and I'll always say with my clients that I work with that I can record this piece, you can play it back again. It's going to reinforce that. However, when it comes to those moments in life that you go through when you're a bit stressed, when work is overwhelming, when the kids are going crazy, when work's going crazy, when everything is busy and chaotic, we're reaching for that food, not for the taste. We're reaching that food because we want a reminder of how it feels to feel warm and cozy and back in a safe space, back in a happy place. We're not necessarily wanting that food. And that's why we call it comfort food. But to call it comfort food, to recognise that we don't really want it, to recognise that when we eat those foods that we crave, that after an hour or half a day of pigging out on that food or whatever we do with that food, after recognise it, we need to understand that it's the emotion that drove us to eat that food in excess, and that it's not the actual food itself. Peanut butter is an innocent party, trust me. Peanut butter did nothing wrong. But Laurie remembers those warm, fuzzy times as a child. So that's how I work. In fact, I must admit that I turn away more clients that come to me that want to quit cravings, that want to get help with weight loss, simply because they don't want to do the deeper work. They just want that quick fix. And I think that kind of gives hypnosis a bit of a bad name, because a lot of people that I meet will say, oh, I tried that hypnosis. I did it, but it didn't work. And that's why I'm having this bigger conversation, this deeper conversation around it, because that's the help that I received. I received help with a virtual gastric band and for cravings, and it worked for a while until it didn't. We've got to work through the emotions first. Otherwise, this will simply be a sticking plaster. However, by taking this audio, producing it into a podcast, it's going to give you an insight, because if you're listening to this, knowing that you're nearly into February, and knowing that you just wanted to face plant that food that you love, whether it's chocolates, cake, sweet, whatever that food is, and you might be really frustrated thinking, well, just a minute, back at the beginning of January, I was really ready for this. I was really psyched up for being committed. And while you might be able to eat that food and stick to that food plan, if you've got a food craving, if you've got something that occupies your mind so, so much that you can't resist it, then this episode is for you. And I hear people talking about control power. I hear people talking about choice power and all of those things. However, having been in the situation where I knew I had no full stop when it came to chocolate, I knew I had no full stop when it came to egg custards. If I had a pack of four egg custards in the house, I would have eaten the whole pack. Not because I was greedy, but if I knew it was there, it would be gone. If chocolate was there, I knew it would be gone, even if it was somebody else's. So take a listen and let me know your thoughts. Let me know if you've tried hypnosis, but it's not giving you that desired effect. Let me know how your experience was, and if you've ever explained what needs to happen before you have that help with those techniques for cravings for a virtual gastric band. I'd love to hear back from you. Introducing Laurie to an episode of Slimming Stories. Take care.
Just smell that peanut butter and just describe exactly what it is that springs to mind.
Childhood. It's when I was a kid, I ate peanut butter and jelly sandwiches almost every day. Mm. And I think it just smells delicious. Mm. I can't really explain it. It's like a roasted but sweet, you know, scent. So it's like, it's almost to me the best of both worlds. It's got a little, because it's, you know, a legume, it's a little savory the way it's roasted, because they, you know, roast the nuts, the peanuts before they blend them all together to make them into this creamy. Now this particular organic, I will say, at least it doesn't have any added sugars. It's just the dried roasted nuts and sea salt. But it's just sweet enough. Mm-hmm. And once I did change to this one, it was at least better than what I was eating, like Jif, like the highly processed ones. Mm-hmm. I can't stand those now because they're too greasy. And so I would like to be able to not stand this one.
So you mentioned before we started recording that is a thing. that when you've got those great healthy intentions, that you take some of the peanut butter, do you just like kind of dip your spoon in it, or does it actually go on anything first?
I wish that I had brought a spoon in here so I could show you. Yes, I take a big, you know, spoons, either the tablespoons or the teaspoons. And I take a tablespoon and just, you can see in here where it's, and you can see the outline of the spoon where it just perfectly scrapes around. And then I just eat it on the spoon. And when I'm eating healthy or, you know, trying to cut back, if this is my downfall, this is the one thing that I can go open the refrigerator, scoop it out and eat it really quick. It doesn't, it's almost as bad as getting a piece of candy, you know, out of the cabinet. And but this is more so because I can be doing Weight Watchers or whatever, just watching my calories and points or whatever. And if I incorporate peanut butter, though it has point value, if I incorporate it, my weight loss stops. And it's kind of become a nemesis for me because it's like, it's so good. I love it so much, but it doesn't love me back.
No. Okay. So you can pop that down as a second and then we'll just have a chat. So when you was a child and peanut butter was in your family home, was you given the jar and a spoon, or was that kind of like a sneaky little treat? What you used to have?
Oh, always, always sneak. Yes. It's like, it's something that you can get and eat really fast and nobody would ever know.
Right. Hey, I'm with you. I'm with you. When I was a child, yeah. I used condensed milk. That was my sneak into the kitchen, all through the door. So what we're going to do today with an hypnosis, I know that you're new to hypnosis. We're going to really talk to those cravings around peanut butter, those associations around that good vibe, and a little bit about the way that you eat that secret eating. So I'm just going to explain a little bit about hypnosis, and just to really like simplify what this is and what this isn't. It's not mind control, it's not anything like that. Some people feel that if they've maybe seen hypnosis on stage, maybe on a holiday, and things like that. I'm not going to be turning anybody into a quacking chicken or anything like that. Quacking chicken. Now that would be fun. That would be entertaining. That's a duck that quacks. Not a chicken, Claire. Not a chicken. So basically, that's stage hypnosis. So what I'm going to do today is really talking to your subconscious mind. And in fact, hypnosis, you know, you do it every day. You might be driving to a place and you might, forget that, you know, kind of how you got there. That's autopilot. That is like a form of hypnosis. When you want that feel good feeling and, you know, you're turning or flicking through Netflix and then you're watching a film that you've watched time and time and time again, but that like triggers those feel good feelings, a bit like, I don't know, Grease, a movie or something like that. Maybe a movie like that can take you back to your childhood. Very similar to actually what you've explained about the peanut butter. So that's all we're going to be doing today. You know, it's not mind control. It's a pure state of focus. So what I'm going to do now, I'm just going to explain to you what we're going to do next. I want you to really, really focus what I'm going to ask you to do. Welcome back.
That was really cool.
How was that for you?
That was good.
Yeah?
Looks good.
So I'm just going to ask you to pick up that peanut butter jar.
Yeah, look, now I'm already like, don't want to. Do I have to smell it?
Isn't this a childhood thing that you used to do? You love it. It makes you feel so happy. No? You take the lid off?
I don't even want to. I just won't want to put my nose in.
No.
Yeah. All I can smell is the salt.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just, it's so, that smell is, it doesn't taste like magic or smell like magic anymore. It smells like salt.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And who wants to put something really, really salty in the mouth? It's not.
No.
Not nice.
I don't. As a matter of fact, I think I need to have some water.
Okay. You do that. So on a scale of 1 to 10 or 0 to 10, how likely are you to eat peanut butter?
I don't think I'm likely to eat it.
No.
I'm just looking at it going, I'm just going to throw that in the trash.
How long have you been eating peanut butter for?
Well, I'm 51. So I don't know when the first time my mother gave me peanut butter was, but, you know, 50 years. Because
yeah.
I'm almost 52. So 50 years.
Wow. Yeah. So there you are. And that's, yeah, that's what happens within hypnosis. Subconscious mind.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Looks at those habits, behaviors, all those things. It's not just obviously food craving. It applies to everything. And you know, we do hear that term rapid hypnosis and things like that. And I would never put a promise on any therapy. However, yeah. You can see that, can't you, within, what is it, half an hour?
Nothing about it looks good. Nothing.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't even want to open it. I don't want to smell it.
Exactly. Fantastic.
It was very hard for me to figure out what I wanted to bring. But it was yesterday when I opened up the refrigerator and I went, oh, I know exactly what I need to get rid of.
The peanut butter. And as this is your first time in hypnosis, how did that feel? I know that you quite enjoy meditation already. So how was this different?
It was a lot the same. However, it was a very nice, like I wasn't asleep.
Yeah.
But I wasn't awake.
No.
Which is about the same space you go in to meditate.
And how deep did you feel in that hypnosis?
When we were, I don't remember what you were doing. Well, walking down the stairs. I'm like, there was the number's 10, but it was walking down the stairs that I just felt like my body, I mean, and I'm sure that you'll see it in the video. I just kept going. I could feel myself just kind of hurling down into and I just kind of relaxed more and more. Wow. I could just feel myself sinking into my chair, but having my hands kind of locked on my, kind of kept me from, you know,
falling. Yeah.
Face forward. But, it felt really good. It just put you in this very relaxed state. And I think I was just so fascinated that it's just like doing guided. It very much reminded me of guided meditation,
mm-hmm.
With your happy place.
Yeah,
go in this room, and I was like, oh, you know. And of course, my brain, in the back of my brain, I'm going, can I come back to this control room? Because I got some other stuff I need to control.
Anytime, absolutely. No, we can come back anytime. So in terms of like hypnosis compared to meditation. How long would it normally take you to get into, I guess, like a meditative state?
To get into meditation, typically, it's harder for me if I try to do it by myself.
Yeah.
If I'm just trying to get quiet in my own space,
yeah,
it's much harder than it is when I have a guide, so to speak, which is, you know, why the Vinidra part of yoga, that's where you do yoga for 30 minutes and then you do 30 minutes of meditation. I'm willing to do 30 minutes of hard yoga for 30 minutes of meditation. You know, it's just really good. And I can usually feel, I can't really explain it, but like I said, I do energy work. So I can feel the energy around my body change, you know, almost like I'm being held by the energy. And I think that's one of the things that I noticed that was similar with the hypnosis.
So how long it was you to normally get into to that state, that meditative state normally?
Probably about 15, 20 minutes. If I'm being guided. If I'm not, it could be okay. 30, 45 minutes. And you know, and then you're at the fine line, or am I meditating or am I asleep?
Right. Okay. So what if I were to say to you, I can help you get back into hypnosis within like a minute.
I'd be impressed.
You would. Let's do that. Yeah. Because what I'm basically, I'm just showing people, I think I deal a lot with entrepreneurs actually that love the yoga, meditation. I've got clients that are, you know, Reiki masters, yoga teachers. So I'm just going to show you the difference and just, I think to do this on a video, it's just a clear way to show this because. Just close your eyes now. Just go into that that hypnosis, your wonderful hypnosis, that hypnosis that you know full well exactly, exactly how to get into now. Taking a stretch, three, open your eyes, back into the room.
Oh, I like my happy places at the beach. Oh. I can just feel the warmth of the sun.
That sounds lovely. How did that feel?
That was good. That was amazing, truly.
Right, less than 2 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. It was nothing. And I was back.
Yeah.
To my happy place.
So you don't have to, bless you, don't have to do 30 minutes of yoga to get into that state at all. You just don't. And the thing is that obviously now that you've gone into hypnosis, like actually getting to there is fine. And I know that, you know, some people talk about a morning routine and maybe doing yoga, doing meditation, and actually being in an awakened state when you rise from bed in the morning and then taking yourself into hypnosis to start your day. Like 5 minutes, you can do lots just in 5 minutes and just allow yourself to really relax and just get all that thoughts, that craziness, that busyness out of your mind.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
All of that rotating to-do list.
Yeah, exactly. That rotated. I've got one of those as well.
Yeah.
I'm really glad that you've enjoyed it.
Thank you so much.
It's been great having you. Thank you so much.
It's been such a treat. I'll keep you updated on my old friend.
Okay, you do that. Thank you.
We broke up today. Thank you, Claire. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
And the first thing I want to say about this podcast episode is, if you're sitting there having listened to this, whether you're in your car, where you've been going about your day-to-day business, and if you're a little bit sceptical or a very lot sceptical, I'm quite happy with sceptical. That I've got no problem with sceptical. What I would say to you, if you're sceptical, listen to an audio. Listen to one of the audios, the free audios that you'll find in the show notes to try it for yourself. I can work with sceptical. If you're shut off in terms of hypnosis is a load of baloney, it's not going to work for me, it's a load of rubbish, this, that and the other, then that's not something that I would be able to work with. But as long as you're open to the process, try it. You know, if you're struggling with your cravings, try it. If you feel that you can't switch off from your day, if you've got a really, really busy mind and you can't focus on that weight loss journey because your head's just full of everything that's been going off within your day, try it. That's literally all I'm going to say on that matter is that, you know, just try it. Because if you don't try it, if you don't give yourself this opportunity to try it, you're never going to know. And, you know, Laurie is just such a lovely lady. I met Laurie, I think it was back in 2020, on a course that I took, an online course in America. Met Laurie, she's lovely. And when I started doing these videos for my YouTube, I chose Laurie because she said that she had this really strong craving for peanut butter. So we do obviously get the laughs with this audio. It's very light. It's not something that's, you know, deep and thought through in terms of that delivery. I didn't think I'd be, you know, producing this into a podcast episode. It was meant just purely for the YouTube video. But let me drop the link in the show notes for you to go and watch if you'd rather just see this. And then you can see Laurie. And then you can also see her reactions to when she goes into hypnosis. So because hypnosis is a guided trance, you will see that a body starts to relax. You'll see a head drop slightly. You'll see a shoulders drop. So why you might be thinking, well, is she in hypnosis or is she not? Because you're still skeptical. You'll be able to physically see the changes. And if you go over to my YouTube channel, you'll be able to see lots of different videos on there. I do tend to deal with trauma, acute anxiety, clients that have been through horrendous life experiences. And I will be talking about that further on the podcast. But for today, I just wanted to drop this in because I know that just talking to friends who are already struggling with that craving that they're feeling. If this is something that you think, you know, you're interested in, there's links within the show notes. You can connect to me over on Zoom. We can have a chat and then you can see if this is something that you'd like to look into, if it's something that you feel that you would benefit from. So wishing you a great week ahead. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you like the podcast, please consider leaving me a review. I'd love that from you. Take care. And until next time, have a great week.